Welcome in. Today we're making rag-inspired phrasing inside a modern drum and bass arrangement. In Ableton Live, intermediate level, stuck first workflow. The goal is a track section that feels controlled and DJ-friendly, but the attitude and texture say late 90s, crunchy, cheeky, and alive. And here's the big mindset shift for this lesson. Raga phrasing isn't throw a vocal on top of a break. It's a rhythmic language. It's call and response, little punctuation hits, sudden dropouts, and just enough variation that every 8 bars feels like it's talking back. By the end, you'll have a 48 to 64 bar section with rolling drums, break style edits, a raga conversation layer of vox and FX, and a bass phrase that leaves space so the vocals can actually groove. Think modern Roller Control, but with that dancehall jungle attitude. Alright, let's set up the project so the phrasing lands right. Set your tempo to somewhere between 172 and 176. I like 174 as a starting point. Now create groups. Drums, bass, music, vox/FX, and a master print group if you like to print things later. Optional but very useful, add a swing in the groove pool. Something like MPC 16 swing 57 to 63. Keep it subtle. And here's a key detail. Apply that groove mostly to tops, perks, and vox. Don't swing your sub and don't mess up your main kick and snare anchors. Raga works when the human elements lean, while the spine stays locked. Now we build a rolling drum bed that welcomes raga phrasing. Your drums need pockets. Bass where the vocal can answer the groove. Start with a simple kick and snare skeleton in a 2-bar loop. Put your snare on beat 2 and 4 in both bars. Classic D&B placement. Then add kicks for that roller feel. A solid starting point is kick on bar 1 beat 1, then another around 1.3.3, and optionally a tiny ghost kick near the end like 1.4.4 if it feels good. Bar 2, similar idea, kick on 2.1 and another around 2.3.3, with an optional pickup into the next bar. Teacher note, don't over-design this part. The whole point is to create a stable canvas so your raga layer can do the talking. If the kick pattern is already doing acrobatics every bar, the vocal phrases won't read as intentional. They'll just sound messy. Use a drum rack for one-shots. For snare weight, layer a tight snare with a short clap or a noise burst. Then on the snare bus, drop a saturator. Soft clip-on, and drive it maybe 2 to 5 dB. That's your It Hits on Small Speakers insurance. Next, break style tops for vintage tone, but with modern control. Grab a break like Amen, Think, or Hot Pants style, drop it onto an audio track. Then slice to new MIDI track, slicing by transients, and choose the built-in option so Ableton creates a drum rack of slices. Now in the MIDI clip, don't program the whole break. That's the trap. You're not trying to recreate a full breakbeat tune. You're stealing the character. Hats, ghost snares, little crumbs. Use only a few slices. Then high-pass this break layer. EQ8, high-pass around 150 to 250 Hz with a steeper slope. You want the vibe, not extra low-end clutter fighting your clean kick and sub. Now, the raga pocket rule. Before you add any vocals, reserve space. Make sure the area around the snare hit and especially the little, and after the snare isn't constantly filled with crashy hats. That little slot right after the snare is where vocal chops and horn stabs speak the loudest without fighting the snare transient. If you take one thing from this lesson, your vocal rhythm is part of the drum groove, so treat it like drums. It needs space and it needs intention. Cool. Now let's build the raga phrase kit, your language. Make a drum rack dedicated to one-shots and short chops. Call it something like Raga Phrase Rack. Load a few vocal chops. Hey, come again. Rewind. Selecta. Short shouts. Then add effects like air horn, siren, laser, crowd, rewind wheel. And add a couple musical punctuation sounds, a minor chord stab, an organ hit, a detuned stab. Keep it small. You don't need 60 samples. You need a few that you can phrase well. Now process for vintage tone. Stock only. On your vox/FX group. Start with EQ8. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. Then if the vocal is harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4K. Then redux, and this is important, subtle. Bit reduction to around 10 to 12 bits and downsample very lightly, like 1.5 to 3. You're aiming for old sampler edges, not destroyed sandpaper. After redux, add saturator. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then drum bus for glue and grit, drive 5 to 15, crunch 0 to 10%, boom very carefully, maybe 0 to 10%, and only if it's not muddying the drop. Quick optional move for extra sampler vibe. Put a vocal chop in simpler, classic mode, warp off if it's a one-shot. Make the envelope snappy, short decay, low sustain. Then add a tiny pitch envelope that drops a few semitones quickly, like 3 to 12 semitones over 50 to 120 milliseconds. On certain shouts it gives that little thwip that screams hardware error. Now we write the phrasing, call and response over 8 bars. Set up an 8-bar loop in arrangement view with your drums and a placeholder bass if you need it. We'll refine bass later. Then start with a simple 2-bar conversation. Bar 1 is the call. Put a vocal chop right after the snare, around 1.2.3 or 1.2.4. That placement is money because it feels like the drum groove is speaking. Bar 2 is the response. Use an air horn, siren, or a different chop as a turnaround near the end of bar 2, around 2.4.2 to 2.4.4. Here's why these spots work. The snare gets to punch cleanly, and the vocal feels like an answer, not a collision. Now expand that idea to a full 8 bars with variation. Think of it like sentences, not hits. A good ragga phrase often has a setup, a statement, a tiny tag, and then space. So do this. Bars 1 and 2. Establish the main call. Keep it consistent. Let the listener learn it. Bars 3 and 4. Keep the call, but change the response. If it was horn, switch to a stab, or switch to a different ad-lib. Bars 5 and 6. Reduce density. This is a pro move. Drop one hat layer. Use fewer vox hits. Let the groove breathe. Bars 7 and 8. Add a lift into the next phrase, maybe a fill, a rewind gesture, or a riser, but keep it tasteful. Workflow tip. Duplicate your clips, and then change one thing per 2 bars. If you change 5 things at once, you won't know what made it better or worse. Also, use clip envelopes to automate things only on specific hits. For example, automate simpler filter cutoff just for one response, or push redox sweater for one special moment. Now let's make it modern. Macro control and clean arrangement lanes. On the VOX/FX group, add an audio effect rack and create a few macros. One macro called tone. Map it to an EQ shelf and to redux downsample amounts so you can go from cleanish to crusty with one knob. Another macro called space. Map to a short plate reverb, wet amount. Another called throw. Map to delay or echo wet amount so you can do quick throws. And a macro called duck. Map to a utility gain so you can quickly dip the whole vox group for half a bar if needed. Then add sidechain ducking so the drums stay forward. Put a compressor on the VOX/FX group. Sidechain it from the snare or the drum boss. Ratio around 2:1 to 4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. You only need a few dB of reduction. The idea is, the snare is king. The ragga layer dances around it. One more arrangement trick. Create a dedicated track called Phrase Cues. Put silent MIDI notes or just use it as a visual guide, marking a prime, b, and reset points. This keeps you composing in phrases instead of endlessly looping random edits. Now, bass phrasing. This is the secret sauce, because ragga phrasing works best when the bass isn't talking nonstop. Build a simple roller bass pattern. Operator is perfect for a quick sub. Oscillator, a sine wave. Short attack, medium decay, sustain up. Add a saturator with just 1 to 3 dB drive, and a utility in mono. Now compose the bass as an answer to the vocals. Rule of thumb, when the vocal speaks, the bass breathes. If you've got a vocal hit at 1.2.3, don't launch a huge bass note exactly there. Put bass movement on the ands before snares, and on the end of bar turnarounds. That way the bass feels like it's pushing the groove forward without stepping on the conversation. For micro variation every 4 or 8 bars, do one small thing. A short pitch dive note at bar 4 or bar 8, or a 1-bar filter close on the mid layer, not the sub. That creates headroom for a vocal fill and it makes the loop feel arranged. Now let's talk vintage tone, old system grit without ruining your mix. Start with your break and tops bus, not the kick and not the sub. Put a saturator on the tops with drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Add drum bus with drive 5 to 10, crunch 0 to 5%. Then a gentle auto filter or EQ roll off so it's slightly darker, maybe low pass around 16 to 18k. Tiny move. You're just taking the edge off the modern brightness. For vocal tape illusion, echo is your friend. Use it more like a tone box than a delay. 1/8 or 1/4 timing, low feedback like 10 to 25%, tiny modulation, tiny noise. Insert at 5 to 15% wet, or use it as a send. The point is, make the vocal feel like it lives in the same world as the rest of the track. And on the master, keep it safe while composing. Use a limiter just for protection, ceiling at minus 1 dB, no heavy gain. Don't crush your transients during writing. You'll make bad decisions. Now we arrange it. 64 bars that feel ragga, but still DJ ready. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Drums and filtered break tops. Tease 1 or 2 vocal chops every 4 bars. Low density. This is the DJ Logic part. Keep it mixable. Bars 17 to 32. Drop A, the statement. Full drums and bass. Do your call and response every 2 bars. Keep horns and stab sparse so when they hit, they matter. Bars 33 to 48. Drop a prime. Variation. Swap the response sound. Horn becomes stab, or change the vocal response. Add 1 extra break edit per 4 bars. Not constantly. Then at the end, a short throw delay on the last word of bar 48 works beautifully as a transition marker. Bars 49 to 64. B section. Lift and reset. Add a half bar stop or a quick drum dropout around bar 57. Use 1 rewind or siren as a moment. 1. If you spam it, it stops feeling special and starts feeling like a sample pack demo. Then set up a clean 8-bar transition or outro so the section feels playable for DJs. That's hit common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. First, overcrowding the pocket. If your vocal lands on the snare transient, it'll feel like an accident. Place around the snare, not on it. Second, same phrase for 32 bars. Ragga needs conversation. Keep a call consistent, but change the responses. Familiarity plus mutation. Third, too much distortion on everything. Vintage tone does not mean blurry mix. Distort tops and mids. Keep kick and sub stable. Fourth, timing that's too perfect. If everything is hard quantized, it can feel stiff. Nudge a few chops late by 5 to 15 milliseconds for swagger. But keep your anchor points tight. Fifth, no DJ logic. If you do huge edits every 2 bars, it becomes hard to mix. Reserve the heavy stunts for the ends of 8 or 16 bar phrases. Now a few extra coach notes to level this up fast. Think in sentences. When you place a chop, immediately decide what the tag is. Is it a tiny ad-lib, a horn tail, a dub delay throw? And then decide where the silence goes. Silence is not empty. In this style, silence is punctuation. Anchor points versus ornaments. Keep 1 or 2 signature moments identical every 8 bars. For example, the same shout on bar 1 or the same horn at bar 8. Everything else can mutate. That's how you stay hype and still feel intentional. Use negative space as a feature. The easiest way to make a vocal feel like a phrase is to remove something else briefly. Drop a hat for an 8th note. Remove a break slice for a quarter bar. Mute the mid bass for 1 bar. The ear hears the gap as phrasing. This audio version is shortened for playback.